I am my child's most important teacher. Hard to believe, isn't it? Just so coincidental. Mark is my child, and he is 50 years old, and he is still doing just wonderful, and he is blaming me for some of the things that he's doing wonderful, and I say, that's just fine. You go right ahead. And one of the things that he blamed me for doing wonderful is the ability to do all the things he's doing. As he was in the fly-in in Florida, the people came up to look at his brand new engine that he designed called the Radcam, that is very, very efficient and very wonderful. And he told people that what had happened when he was a youngster, his dad had taught him that he can do anything he wants to do if he really wants to do it. Not, no matter what it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how outrageous it is, he can do anything he wants to do if he really wants to do it. So, now he has designed this new engine. It's a 60 horsepower engine, and it does wonderful things. It weighs 40 pounds, and it'll work beautiful on these ultralight airplanes and on other very small airplanes, giving it 60 horsepower, which is more than adequate. We had the Taylor Craft, which was a two-place plane built in 1947, high wing, and we flew that for 10, 12 years, and it was a 65 horsepower Lycoming engine, a Continental engine, rather. And then we bought another plane that had a Lycoming in it, and we bought another plane that had another Continental. And this was the Swift, which was another one of my favorites, and that was the 85 horsepower, low wing, retractable landing gears and all that kind of stuff. Just loads of fun, felt like a Spitfire. Mm-hmm. It was just the most fun you can imagine. But my son gets into projects. He says, I'm going to do this. And I don't say, do you realize that many have tried before you and been unsuccessful? I never put that kibosh in there. I say, wow, that's terrific. What's the first step you're going to take? He said, to know that I can do it. I said, wow, that's great. Really, yeah, all of us, whether we have children or whether we don't, we are the children who are in our lives' most important teacher. Because first we share with them who we are. We share with them that we believe in ourselves, that we believe anything we want to do, we can do. We believe that we are capable of accomplishing whatever choice we put in our heart. And this is a great thing to do, great thing to be aware of. Then, as they carry it out, as they are working on demonstrating it, encourage them right along the way. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic. You know, how are you going to work this out? Oh, hey, that's cool. You really got this well thought through, you know. And before you know it, they build it, and they do great things. He was flying radio-controlled airplanes, and then he decided to build a radio-controlled bomber. And not to be a bomber, but just to be a big plane. And so he built that, and it didn't want to fly. It didn't want to get off the ground. He had a friend, Anker Magnan, from Sweden, I believe it was, who was in his class at school. And Anker was a brilliant boy, a big boy, brilliant. But he built things to last. And so he built this bomber, this big plane, so heavy that it could never get off the ground. And so Mark says, Anker, you're a genius. Now you might say, well, what's coming? And he says, Anker, that is the best form that I could have for my fiberglass mold to build the airplane. And so then he built the airplane with the fiberglass mold from Anker's very solid structure. And so it was all hollow inside and all easy to fly. And it just flew wonderfully. He made it very, very light with the fiberglass. Not the heavy fiberglass you use on surfboards and stuff like that, but real light stuff. And so Anker says, yeah, I did do good, didn't I? Yeah, that was a good idea of mine, wasn't it? Yes, it was, you know. But he was, as he is now, always giving the credit away, always giving the credit to his friends, to his associates, to people who are working with him in every way they can. And those people just produce 100 times more than if he needed to have the credit himself. He knows he's good. He knows he's capable. He knows that it's good. I read the article here in this magazine on his ultralight, that is on his engine. And as I read the article, he has a man who does the manufacturing for him. From his design, the man manufactures it. And so he lets the man feel that he is, you know, half and halves on this sort of thing, as far as promoting it and stuff. And so the man is always being asked, because the man is a little older. I don't know why old would have anything to do with it. He's 50 years old, you know. But the man has a little more maturity from the point of view of knowing how to talk to some people. But Mark lets the other man feel that he is doing everything right, that he is the big wheel, that he is the promoter. And nobody cares. But like I was thinking when I talked to Mark, I'd say, Mark, what you should do is to say that you have owned the patent, which would mean you had designed it and you had created it. And then anything else that comes is okay. But you held the patent. All you have to do is say, I held the patent. That means you designed it. That means you created it. That means you own the rights to it. You may not have designed it. You may not have created it. You may have bought the patent from somebody else, like GM and other Ford. You know, they buy other patents from people. But this was his total patent from beginning to end, and he did such a beautiful job. Now, did he learn anything from me? Did he learn anything on the pathway up? Yep, not to need credit. Not to need the credit. And what happens? He gets it. His ultralight airplanes that he has designed since 1975 have been on the market successfully and continuously these 27, 28 years now, 26, 27 years, and have been selling and have been improving every year. He improves them. People have stolen his design and gone off with it. He says, that's okay, I'm coming out with a new model anyhow. I've come out with some new additions to it. That if they don't have it, that people are not going to want to buy that, you know. And the people from the FAA, Federal Aviation Authority Association, come to him and buy their ultralight planes from him, because as they have said, we have looked at all the designs that are available anywhere in the world, and Mark's designs are the tightest control and the strongest and most secure plane that an ultralight plane can be. And they're just thrilled with it, and they tell their friends about it, you know, and they tell their friends. And so Mark is quite busy building airplanes, but his real love right now is in the design of this new engine. He listened. He listened as a child. I took him with me to the aerospace, to the program where you learn about boats, and you learn how to conduct yourself in the water. And as he went with me, he learned all that stuff. Then he went with me to real estate school, because I had to babysit him, so I took him along. And he learned all about selling real estate. I took him with me to law school, and he learned all about real estate law, and he became very competent in real estate law. I took him with me to, where else did I go? To seminars and other projects on positive thinking and stuff like that. Oh yes, I took him with me to the Science of Mind classes, and he was a little young to understand it, a little young to appreciate it, but I took him there. And then we'd go home, and then every evening we would read from the Science of Mind book. And he would ask so many questions. Sometimes we'd only get through a page in an evening. But it was good. It was good. I learned, he learned, and he knows this stuff backwards and forwards. He knows the principle. Well, there's a few disagreements I might have with some of the teaching, you know, saying we're a little bit of God, but, you know. And, of course, he knows that we're all of God, that we're the total creation of the universe, we're the total of everything. And that's beautiful. I'm my child's most important teacher. your child's most important teacher. And I might ask you, who is your child?
Myself.
Yourself, right? Yeah, you're your child. So you're your child's most important teacher. Plus whatever children you might have, like Mark is my son. Kind of fun, isn't it? So I am my child's most important teacher. And I love it. And I love you.